Well, we thank the Lord that we did come to the Lord, resolved in our hearts to come to Him. And he that cometh to me, he said, I will in no wise cast out. Amen. So we're glad today for salvation, kingdom of God, saints of God. Glad to be at Jefferson again. I've been telling different ones, it's been 23 years since I was here. Lots of changes have been made. We thank God that He has kept us in His loving care all these 23 years. In fact, as Brother Ori and I was having a feast this morning, that this thing's getting better all the time. It surely is. It's just getting sweeter all the time. And we thank God for the privilege to be here. I have a very precious thought on my heart, but I thought somebody else would be all fired up this morning with a message. But we're going in the name of the Lord. What's that?
The path to the just shines brighter,
brighter to a perfect day. Praise the Lord. I found it so
wonderful.
Christian life is rich. It doesn't dim or diminish, but it gets richer all the time. Thank God. Thank the Lord for peace and happiness in our hearts. I would like to speak on the joy of the Lord this morning. I'm thankful that the Christian life is not drudgery or a heavy burden or a lot of hard work with no reward. But I'm thankful today for the sweetness and the joy and the happiness that I have found in Christ. I just thank the Lord for, there's a scene over here that's very precious to me in the 8th chapter of Nehemiah. We'll just kind of use it for a starting place. Here the people were gathered together and they were going to worship the Lord. Walls have been rebuilt in the city of Jerusalem. They've gathered back to the old place again where they had been carried away from. So Ezra the scribe stood up on a pulpit of wood, verse 4, and he opened the book of the law in the sight of all people, verse 5. When he opened it, all the people stood up. Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. All the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up of their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. They were glad to be worshiping God in His place again. So they went on, and it tells the different ones there that caused, the seventh verse, caused the people to understand the law. The people stood in their place. So they read in the book of the law of God, distinctly gave the sense, caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, and Ezra the priest and the Levites taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet. Send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I thought how true that is as we live in this world. I found that human beings, humankind is reaching for some kind of pleasure. They are. They're just desiring something to enjoy. Life has its problems and its woes and its troubles. But humankind is reaching for something that they can enjoy.
Yes.
That's why they do the things they do. That's why they go to the ball games and the races and go after the things. They want to enjoy something. They they work all week and rub shoulders with other people, and the weekend comes, why, they're just ready for something great. You can't blame them for that. They don't know the real joy of the Lord. I thank God that we have found the joy of God.
Amen.
I noticed in a little thing on the board at work one time, and I just thought that was just about the way the world does it, but I'm glad. I just thought I'd mention it just to show how human beings, they're wanting joy. They're wanting happiness. They're wanting pleasure. And so it shows this little puppy dog. It showed him on Sunday, and he was all happy, and he was jumping up and down and yipping for joy. And then Monday, he's kind of sunk down a little bit and not so happy. And Tuesday, he's all grouchy and growly. And Wednesday, he's just snarling. And he says, "Be careful how you talk to me." And then Thursday, he begins to kind of perk up a little bit. And then Friday, he's a little brighter. And then Saturday, he's up and jumping up and down again. And you know, people in the world, they just got to have something to ease the pain and ease the trouble and ease the heartache and the disappointments and things. And so they reach out for pleasure. They reach out for the things of this world. But you know, we as the children of God, we have found something better. We have found something so satisfying in the joys of the Lord. In the joy of being saved, in the joy of being in God's presence, in the joy of being in His service, in the joy of doing something for Him, in the joy of one another, in the joy of prayer, in the joy of singing, in the joy of working for the Lord. We found a joy, dear ones, that never fades. Just keeps on, just getting richer and sweeter. It doesn't matter how many burdens. There are burdens, there are responsibilities, there's challenges. There's, like one brother said in the New Testament, said, "Who's sufficient for these things?" It's a real challenge to live for God. It's burdens, it's problems. You have to really work at this thing. But oh, praise God, don't forget the joy. There's joy in these things. And let your joy be known and be seen. I just want to read a few scriptures about this joy. I just thank the Lord that I found the joy of God in His sacred, blessed abode. Oh, the comfort of the peace that fills my soul. And a day His courts within far exceedeth all its sin. In His secret presence I'm abiding. I believe it's Isaiah 29. I don't know just how to bring this out in words, but I just would like to encourage us all that we will seek more of the joys of God. You know, Brother Stover told about one man one time he went to visit, and he said he went in, and this man, from the time he started in, he was there until he left, this man talked depression all the time. He said, "I tell you," he says, "things are in awful shape." Why, he says, "People are spending so much money, they're going to get in trouble. And if they don't watch out, we're going to all get in trouble." And it was just depression, depression, depression all the time he was there. Finally, he said, they got in the car and started off. And they told Sister, he told Sister Stover, says, "Wife, let's get that song, 'There's No Depression in Heaven.'" Why, he said, "It's just depression, depression." And you know, there's a lot of depression in the world. There's a lot of hard things. People just get it on their mind and murmuring and grumbling. They don't like the ones we get in office. They elect them in, and after a while, they're ready to turn them out. They're just looking for something a little better. Oh, dear ones, today I'm glad for the joy that we can have in the Lord today. And I want, if I could say a few words to help you to seek and to find and to have and to know that you have the joy of the Lord a little better, I believe that I will be very satisfied. In Isaiah 29, it speaks here about, in the 10th verse, it said, "The Lord hath poured upon you spirit of deep sleep, that closed your eyes, prophets and your rulers, and your seers hath He covered, and the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed. which men will deliver to one that is learned, saying, "Read this, I pray thee," and he saith, "I cannot, for it is sealed." And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, "Read this, I pray thee," and he saith, "I'm not learned." So we see there's two conditions there that people, the book of life is either sealed up to many people. They're so proud and they're so haughty and they're so selfish and they're so greedy and so full of strife that the ways of God are just sealed up for them. They can't even see what the things of God. And then there's many people that would like to have it, but it just seems like they just can't seem to get a hold of it. But I think about a scripture back over, well, let's see, I think that's in Joel, is it not, where it speaks about a condition that was prevailing. And I just think about in our world today, you go down and see, Mike, in people's faces and in their hearts, you go meet them on the street, you see very few smiling people. That's right. You see very few smiling people. They usually kind of got a little hard streak in them, and they've got troubles on their minds, and they're way down. Oh, dear ones, I wish somehow that we could help people to find the joy of God. Oh, dear ones, there's trouble everywhere. I remember, pardon me, but I remember a time, and I didn't know what to do about it, but I saw a man uptown at Guthrie. He was a young man. He had such a look on his face. I just had a moment. I just had a little time. It just seemed like he came and went. Oh, I read something in his face. It was trouble. It was distress. I went to David. I want to do more for the Lord. I want to be able to help people. They're in trouble. They're distressed. They're just... People are troubled about everything. The economy's bad. Health is bad. The hospitals are full. God help us today. This scripture in Joel 1.
I guess I better get these glasses out. See if I can try to get along without them.
Joel 1 and 12. The vine is dried up. The fig tree languisheth, the palm tree, granite tree, the palm tree also, the apple tree, even all the trees in the field are withered. Why? Because joy is withered away from the sons of men. You know, there's just so little joy today in people's homes. You go into homes and first thing you know, there's a big argument started. And there's go into churches and religion, there's just so much strife and division. People pulling at one another, down at each other, saying, "I'm this, I'm the one, you listen to me," and all that sort of thing. Well, I tell you, dear ones, what I look for. You're a real child of God. I want to see some joy in your life. If that joy is not there, it don't matter how loud you talk. It doesn't matter how big you think you are. If the joy is not there, there's something wrong. There's a joy. God made a joy to be in life. He made the service of God to be a joy. He made a home to be a joy. The church should be full of joy. The hearts of His people should just be bubbling over and be thankful. I know we can't, we'd always be talking it out, but I want to tell you the joy is there. And when the joy is there, it's going to bubble out sometime. Oh, I appreciate the goodness of God. I don't know. Lord, help us. We want to be a blessing. We want to be a help to people. Lift them up some way, help them to see there's a joy. I know my younger brother one time, when I was first starting out, I was full of zeal and I wanted to straighten everybody out and I looked down on sin and wrong and I was just so pious and everything in my mind. I was sincere. I really wanted to do right. My younger brother told me, he said, "Leslie, if you really got the thing, let people know how happy you are. Let people see how happy you are." Now, maybe he just said that, maybe throwing that, but I took a lesson from that. It's the truth. If you've got the real joy of God in your soul, you're going to let people know how happy you are. I remember times I went to a job and worked on a job there at Springfield, and
I went among a bunch of women that in this office place. They were wicked and they were ungodly and they were just... I went there and all I could think about all day was how wicked they were. How ungodly they were. And how... Why, I couldn't hardly stand to be around them. And I just worked and had that on my mind. I'd just come home of an evening. I'd be wore out. I'd be tired. I'd be almost sick. And dread every day I went. I dreaded every day I worked there. Worked there 2 or 3 weeks. And I just wished that somehow they could let me off of that job. I just didn't like it. Well, finally they told me, said, well, we've got another man take the job. I just substitute it till they can get a regular man. So I was sure glad to get away from that place. I just didn't want to go back there no more. Those old wicked women and wicked men and this way they was doing it was just terrible. Well, in a few days, they called me back and they said, can you go back out there and associate grocers again? Outwardly, I said, yeah, I guess I'll go. But inwardly, I said, oh, no, I don't want to go back out there no more. But anyway, in the meantime, though, I was praying, looking to the Lord. And you know, I read in the streams in the desert something that I learned a lesson. I tell you, it helped me ever since. I read in there of this little old man that was going around and he had an oil can with him. Maybe you've read that. Have you ever read that? And it said whenever he'd come to a squeaky old door, he'd shoot a little bit of oil on it. And he'd come here and there, shoot a little bit of oil on it. People thought he was silly and thought he was funny and cranky and crazy, but he didn't bother. He just kept on with his oil can. And he just oiled everything up as he went, you know. And so the Lord spoke to me and says, you take your oil can when you go out there this time.
Glory to God.
No, I knew what he meant by that. Praise the Lord. I took my oil can with me that morning. I went out there and I got my broom.
I begin to sing. I begin to smile.
Good morning. How are you? Isn't it a wonderful day? And I quit thinking about how wicked they were. I knew they were wicked, but they needed help.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you, I worked that first day. I come home feeling fine. Praise the Lord. I was just encouraged and blessed. And I just thought I'd go back and let my light shine and be happy. And I just sang while I worked. Praise the Lord. Oh, dear one, that's what it's going to take to help people. I know this is a serious thing. It's a rugged old gospel. It's stern and true. But I'll tell you, we better put some joy with this thing or it won't do anybody any good. Oh, I don't know how much fruit I have in that place, but I do remember as the days went by, I had one kind of come on one fellow. He's talking about me. And he said, well, he said, I don't know. He said he might be a preacher, but I'm sure he's a Christian. Oh, dear ones, you don't have to talk a lot. You just show that happy, smiling face. Praise the Lord. That joyful countenance. I tell you, dear ones, it's wonderful today. Oh, how we can just have joy in our souls. Praise
glory,
the Lord.
Glory,
we can just have the blessings of God. Somebody said one time in the service, why did you see that terrible old dress so-and-so had on? Why, I was enjoying the service so much I didn't even notice what the poor person had on. I tell you, dear ones, we need to get some more joy of God in our souls. We need to be happy. I know we need to be strict. I'm a strict person. I live carefully. I'm a prayerful person. But I praise God for the joy that
Amen.
Comes down in my soul. How He blesses me and visits my heart. Oh, dear ones, it just somehow, sometimes, it just gets so sweet in my heart. I just don't know how to express it. But I praise the Lord. I heard about one man up here in Jefferson years ago. I wonder if anybody was here. That they was having a wonderful service one night and the Lord was blessing so much. And this man, he was kind of new. He didn't know much about it, but he got a little taste of that joy. And the best thing that he could think of, he just got so happy, he just hollered out, Merry Christmas. He didn't know what else to say. He got some of them thought it was kind of funny. He got a little mixed up, but it was right down in his heart. He was just happy about that. He didn't know any better. Just holler out, Merry Christmas. Well, I praise God. That's the way we can have Christmas anyway, is have the joy of God in our souls and the happiness. And I tell you, I've found out, dear ones, if we can have the joy of God, why, we can go through anything. Praise the Lord. Just let the devil slide on off. We've got so slicked up with the joy of God, and we just got
about the oil of the heavenly joy flowing in our souls. The devil, he just can't tangle with that at all. That's the truth. And, oh, I've always heard it said that a fly won't land on a hot stove. And I'll tell you, if we'll keep hot and filled with the joy of God, I'm sure it'll go well with us. Oh, may God help us today. I appreciate the goodness of God. Let's see. I didn't get over here in 20 minutes after Isaiah. Well, he goes on down. I just thought that about the vision of all being a book that is sealed. One can't read it because it's sealed. The other can't read it because it's unlearned. But then he goes on down here in the 18th verse and says, "And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book. And the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord. And the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel." You know, we need to keep our rejoicing. Dear ones, we need to always, let's tune our lives with praise. Let's tune our lives with thanksgiving to God. Let's dive on the bright side. Let's not be held down under a stress and strain all the time. You know, the Lord wants us to be happy in Him. He wants us to be free in Him. He wants us to rest in Him. And you know, sometimes I feel that maybe we get a little bit too far on the other side. I know we have to balance this thing up. But you know, the devil can prevail upon souls and get them to thinking, oh, I got to do this, and I got to do that, and I got to get on down more humble, and I just got to measure up a little more. And I know we need to do that, dear ones. But let's not get off balance that the fact that God wants you to rest in Him. Amen. I tell you, when I was a young man coming up, and I was just straining and trying to live for God, oh, I wanted to please the Lord, and I was doing my best. And I would just seemed like the devil kept riding me. He just kept accusing me and putting me down. And I didn't understand. I had to learn a lot of these things. Maybe you'll have to learn too. But if you listen to me, it might help you a little bit. Oh, dear ones, I remember one night in our young people's meeting as I was a young person. And I was under a strain. And I was trying. And I was wanting to please God. And you know, as we got out into prayer, it just seemed like the presence of God came down over my soul. And the Lord blessed me and said, "I'm the one living this, not you." Oh, I thought, "Lord, you mean you can live this in me? Oh, dear one, you mean I could just turn it over to you and just yield to you?" Oh, dear one, that's a wonderful thing. God works in us. I tell you, we need to realize this is a joyful life. It's a happy life. It's an easy life, bless your heart. It's not a strain. It's not a heavy load. It's a joy. The richest things that come to us are in the joyful things of God. Oh, I think how sometimes somebody will ask me, say, "Well, how in the world do you make it at Guthrie? How do you do it, Guthrie? How do you tank?" I tell them, "I don't think about that. I just live for Jesus and let the joy of God be in my soul." And He helped me out. I thought about just recently, one night we went to prayer meeting, and the electricity was somehow messed off. We've had a lot of rain back there, as some of you know, and got the chapel flooded twice in a week and so forth and so on. But anyway, this one night, I think it was before the flood started, we had service on a Wednesday night, and we have wonderful Wednesday night services. That seems like that's the best service of the week, is when the saints take over and just bring out the joy of the Lord. And so anyway, that night we had come in there, and the electricity was off on the west side of the chapel, and it was on the east side, but somehow the boxes were messed up and we didn't have electricity. So we all sat either on the east side or on the east end of the west side. And that put us all together. That put us in a big bunch. I tell you, I never did lie. I don't care for people coming to church and spreading all out like something they ought not. You like they kind of don't like each other or something. I tell them, "Come on now, let's get up a little closer," and they don't always listen to me, but I like to get people close. But anyway, that night we were close. We was really sitting close together, and we got to singing, and the glory of God came down. Oh, I tell you, I got to rejoicing, and it just seemed like the most heavenly atmosphere came down. Everybody felt it. I mean, everybody just sensed just such a sweet harmony and a sweet joy and a sweet flowing together. And the songs were just so heavenly, and the prayer service was so rich, and the testimony started, and oh, we had such a wonderful time. One sister said, you know, I was tempted to stay home, but she said I didn't want to miss service. I was afraid I'd miss something. And you know, that's the way it is. There's joy in the service of the Master. Oh, I praise God. I live for the Lord, not because somebody's up here trying to make me, but bless your heart, I live for God because I love to live for God. I enjoy the service of the Lord. I appreciate the blessings of God. Another sister, Sister Esther Hightower said, you know, she said, I appreciate the service and the blessings of the Lord tonight. She said, I had to go out. Her husband works out at Langston, about 10 or 12 miles to the east. He runs the water plant out there. She said, I had to go out to him and take a battery for the car. She said, I was so sleepy. I was driving all over the road. She just had an awful time. And she said, I didn't know how in the world I could come here and sit in church tonight. But she said, you know, I just feel so rested and refreshed in my soul and my body. I just feel so good after that. You know, dear ones, there's joy in the Lord. There's joy in the service of the Master. I will sing of the glory I found since I gave all to Jesus and His favor gained. Oh, wondrous streams of joy forever abound. Dear ones, God help us today. Let's be this poor man. Let's be the meek. He shall increase their joy in the Lord. And the poor move in. Oh, I'm so glad tonight we don't have to have a lot of money to be happy in the Lord. Oh, dear ones, praise God, I'd rather be a poor man than have the joy of the Lord. Just live from hand to mouth. Just wonder where the next dollar's coming from. Praise God, I'd rather have the joy of God in my soul than John D. Rockefeller or Andrew Carnegie or John Pierpont Morgan or any other rich man, you might want to say. Oh, I praise God. Let the happiness and the joy of just living for Jesus and doing His will mean more than all the wealth of this old world. I'm glad for that tonight, dear ones. The poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. Oh, it's wonderful. You know, I remember, I like to tell this. We was going one night down to the city. We had Sister Marie Miles with us. Bless her heart. She's gone on to glory. But she was with us that night, and we were, my cousin and my wife, we were in the car. And Sister Marie and my cousin were sitting in the back seat, and she'd just been out to see her rich sister. She has a wealthy sister that lives out west there, and they have plenty. They just go all over the world, and they just travel here, and they just do this and that, you know, and they have this and that. And so, anyway, Sister Bree, I heard her. She's in the back seat telling my cousin about it all. She says, they have this, and they have that. She was just telling about her trip, you know. And so, anyway, while I was driving up there in front in our old station wagon going down the road, and you know, the old devil, I'll tell you, the devil, he's a big talker, but that's just about all. He's just a big talker, and he started bringing things to my mind, and he says, now, you could have had all that maybe if you hadn't took this kind of life you're taking. You could have had all these things. You'd have gone like you was going to go in the first place, but you got saved, and now you have all of this. Well, he didn't get too far with his talk till all of a sudden I started singing a song. I'm satisfied with a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransom will shine, I've got a gold one, that silver one. Oh, I tell you, I start singing number 248. Jesus, I my cross have taken. All to leave and follow Thee. Naked, poor, despised, forsaken, Thou from hence my all shall be. Perish every fond ambition, all I've sought or hoped or known. Yet how rich is my condition. God in heaven are still my own. Oh, I tell you, I begin to rejoice and weep and praise God. I tell you, dear ones, it makes this old world look sick whenever you compare it to the joy of the Lord. That's right. Just wonderful. Just enjoy. Oh, I heard Brother Francis Doolittle years ago. One time I heard him back in the back of the chapel. He greeted somebody and they asked him how he's doing. He said, you know, I'm enjoying salvation better than ever did in my life. I said, well, now say, that's a good thing. That's what we want to do. We want to enjoy. Heard about somebody getting saved one time, and they said, so-and-so sure enjoyed their salvation. Well, that's what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to enjoy this thing. I tell the saints at home when we start a meeting, I said, now listen, what we want to do is just relax and sit back and enjoy ourselves in the Lord. Just praise God. Just rejoice in the Lord. You know, I find that if we can have a little joy along, that helps us out so much. Praise the Lord. Oh, I appreciate the goodness of God. I thank the Lord. The meek shall increase their joy. You know, it just gets better all the time, doesn't it, Brother Orr? It just gets richer all the time. I believe I've had more joy this year than I ever did in all my life. And every year gets better. I thought in 1982, when my oldest son got back to the Lord and got saved, and the other things the Lord blessed me, I thought that was the greatest year of my life. It's been better every year since then. It's been better. It gets better all the time. Praise God. Oh, I just want to help us here this morning that we will know the joy of the Lord. I think about a text over here in the Psalm. Let's see, 149 perhaps. Let's see what we got here. Oh, I appreciate the goodness of God. I just want to see your joy increased and you just serve the Lord and do His will and He'll just reward you with lots of joy and blessings. It says here in Psalms 149, it says in the second verse, let the Israel rejoice in Him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. You know one way that we can have joy is to stop and think how wonderful this thing is that we have. What a wonderful Savior we have. What a wonderful God that we have. What a wonderful plan of salvation that we have. Oh, sometimes when people get a new car, they get in this new car and they take it out and they show everybody the new car and they just enjoy it. They turn the radio on and they turn the air conditioner on and they just try all the lights and roll the windows up and down and they're just enjoying that car. Well, you know, dear ones, we can do the same with salvation. Amen. We can do the same with salvation. Well, we can just might as well enjoy it. You've got to just sit back and enjoy it. Now, that doesn't mean you don't ever do anything. But I mean, we need to realize that God is working this thing. And it's not our strength. It's not our righteousness. It's not our efforts. But it's the work of God in our soul. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you talk about joy. Let the children, how's that? Let Israel rejoice in Him that made Him. Oh, I'm so glad the Lord made me. Praise the Lord. Are you glad the Lord made you and put you in this world? I've heard of some people say, I wish I'd have never been born. It was Job kind of had the feelings like that, didn't he? He was kind of cursed the day he was born. Well, he had a lot of troubles on his mind. He's kind of looking in the wrong direction there, maybe a little bit. But anyway, I'm just glad I was born. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I was brought into this life.
Amen.
I'm glad for that. I'm glad. Thank God. He made me. Oh, I didn't just happen along. God made me.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. These thoughts, as David said in 139, it's too deep for me. I tried. I can't hardly understand how God could make me and be so good to me.
Yeah.
Oh, dear ones, listen, I want to tell you, the greatest joy in your life is to live for Jesus.
Yeah.
It's to work for Him. It's joy. It's a pleasure. Oh, there's hard places. Yes, we know. We got battles of devils always around. But I tell you, you can scare him off with a lot of joy and rejoicing in your soul. You can just have the victory. I don't know how many times that I've just got the victory by just starting praising God. And just start singing and rejoicing and rebuking the devil in the name of Jesus and just going right on. Praise God, I'm glad for that today. It says, let them praise His name in the dance. Well, praise the Lord. We don't go to these old square dances, do we? And we don't do all this other stuff. But you know, there is sometimes when we just feel a little bit light-footed, don't we? I think about in the Pilgrim's Progress, after they went over their old great heart and some of his workers, you remember how they clawed over that old fence and went over there and took care of old Giant Despair? Diffidence, his wife, she came running out and old Honest cut her down with one blow. And they got old Giant Despair and hung his head up on a post and they got out there and they just started
Did you ever read that? I don't know, baby, you don't like that. But I'll tell you, dear ones, honey, when you, the joy of the Lord is in your heart, you just kind of do a little bit light-footed sometimes. Oh, yes, you do. If you really get the joy, I just kind of leave the ground sometimes, don't we? We just get so happy, we just kind of want to shout and jump a little bit. Well, I'll tell you, dear ones, that's what the Lord wants us to do. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to enjoy yourself. He wants you to be glad, praise the Lord. Somewhere in the Psalms there was a saying, "Thou hast put gladness in my heart." Oh, then the song says, "And may I well be glad. Without the secret of thy love, I could not but be sad." I'm glad today, dear ones, for the joy of the Lord. Let them sing praises unto Him with the timbrel and the harp. Well, you might say, we're not supposed to do that anymore. But you know, David did it. He did a pretty good job of it, didn't he? He really worked at it. When they was bringing that ark back to Jerusalem, there was a jumping and a shouting and a leaping and a carrying on and praising God, and he's jumping with all his might. Something happened there. The anger of the Lord was kindled against them. So they stopped the whole thing, got everything straightened out. Then they got the ark back to where they're supposed to be on the shoulders of the priests. Here they come again. They're just shouting and leaping and praising God, dear ones. God always has had joy in His camp. Yeah. Here comes David down there and his wife looking out the window. She despised him in her heart. And he came in and she says, "Yeah," I said, "what do you mean going and doing all that out there? Everybody looking at you out there." He says, "I'm going to rejoice before the Lord." And that woman got punished. That woman got punished for that, didn't she? Oh, dear ones, I'll tell you, the joy of the Lord is your strength today. It's happiness and peace. I know there's burdens. I know there's problems. I know there's battles. But praise the Lord, we can go right in with joy. What was it, the son? One of those Jehoshaphat had this great multitude out there come up before him, you know. Jehoshaphat. And here they came, and oh, they all got out and they prayed and fasted. And finally, God's Spirit came down and blessed and inspired them. And then when they went out to the battle, what did they do? Didn't they go out with swords and staves? And all it says, go out, send the singers right out there before the army. You know, when I first heard about that, I thought, now that was wonderful, wasn't it? But I thought, now say, that took some courage, those singers, go out there before that army. Yes. May the Lord help you. This is the Lord's battle. You're not going to fight. The battle is the Lord's. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Isn't that wonderful? I tell you, dear ones, this is rich to me. I know there's hard places. I know we get heavy-hearted. I know we have a battle with the devil and all these kind of things. But oh, if we could just get a little more joy. I wonder how many would like to volunteer to go out before that battle to sing that day. That took some courage, wouldn't it? Right out there, no weapons, no sword, no shield. Go out there and sing the praises of the holiness of God.
Air is flying, ever
direct. Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you. Well, praise the Lord. Some of them did it. They went out there and they started praising the Lord for the beauties of holiness. And the Lord sent ambushments again and they began to kill one another. And they, you know, they run after those people and they not a one of them got away.
Dead bodies were everywhere.
Bodies everywhere, praise the Lord.
Three days.
They really made a wonderful victory there, didn't they? Well, you know, that's pretty good victory, isn't it? It's wonderful that we can have the joy of the Lord in our souls. Well, you may say, well, so-and-so, what do they think about you? Who cares what they think about me? I've got the joy of God in my soul. It doesn't matter to me. Well, you may be down on me today, but praise the Lord, I'm going to go and rejoice and praise God because of no one thing, that God has not cast me out. And He hasn't cast you out either, praise the Lord. I think about Sister Brenda Wilkins back our way. Sister Brenda Wilkins. She was very afflicted not very long ago. Very afflicted. I mean, we were praying for her and looking to the Lord to help her. She said one evening, she was looking to the Lord to help her. And she said, "Lord, you can just do this so easy." Somehow the Lord just really worked in her heart. And she said, "The Lord just healed her so easy." Why, she didn't have to struggle at that at all. She said, "The Lord just healed her so easy and healed her, made her well." And she come to church and just one of just rejoicing. Her and her husband are, he's a body man. He works on cars. And And she's telling how that last summer their business got down and they didn't hardly have enough money to meet their bills. She told how they prayed and how God just supplied money in a wonderful way. Money from unexpected sources. Oh, I tell you, dear ones, it's a joy to serve God. It's a blessing to serve the Lord. It's happiness. It's peace. The devil would like to put you down under a stress and a strain. Let's not let him do that. Let's be free. Let's be happy. It says in the fourth verse, "For the Lord taketh pleasure in His people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds." Did you ever do that? Did you ever get happy in the middle of the night and just feel like getting up and singing and praising the Lord? Oh, dear ones, I've had times when the Lord would bless and visit us in the night, and it just seemed like I'd be so happy in my soul. All troubles would vanish away. I remember one night we laid down, my wife and I, I tell you, I had things on my mind and burdens on my heart I didn't know what to do with. And so I rehearsed all of them to her. Yeah, that's for the wife. She's one thing she can do. She can help her husband by helping bear the burdens. Praise the Lord. If you've got a good wife, you've got a good blessing there. So anyway, I told her all these things and just unloaded. I mean, I just unloaded this and that and all this over here. I don't know what we're going to do about that. I'll tell you that. Oh, that's a terrible burden. Well, praise the Lord, I'm still human. I have battles too, praise God. But He got a lot of victories too, praise the Lord. And so finally, after I got it all out, and my wife, she'd say something every now and then, "Well, that's the Lord, don't be discouraged. Don't be feeling too bad about that." And I'd keep bringing out things. Finally, I got it all emptied out. Then the Lord spoke to me. In the words of one of our mothers in Israel, Sister Dilly in Guthrie. She's 84. But I remember her telling me years ago, "When you worry, you're not trusting. When you're trusting, you're not worrying." And those words came to me, and it just took care of the whole sweep. I mean, it just whipped the whole thing right out of my mind. And I just began to rejoice and praise God, and just a little bit, I was gone off to sleepy land. Oh, dear ones, isn't that wonderful? We have a God that can bear our burdens for us. He can help us. Be encouraged in the Lord, dear ones. Trust in Him. Oh, it's wonderful to have His... We can be joyful in glory. What about this next verse? "Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand." You know, we can do that, can't we? Fight the devil with praise. We have this high praises of God and a two-edged sword in our hand. The Word of God. Praise the Lord. I'm glad for the Word of God. Brother Stover told about back years ago, said there was they had a big meeting about some doctrines or something, and one false preacher, he got up and he started down the line, and the saints saw that he was hitting the truth. And he's hitting the truth. And they started amening the word, and the amen so loud, and got that man so mixed up, he didn't know which way he was going. He thought, "Well, surely I must be on the wrong track. These people praising it like that and rejoicing." And they just confounded him with praise. Oh, dear ones, it's wonderful today. I appreciate the blessings of God. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute judgment, vengeance upon the heathen, punishments upon the people. You know, I remember one time I was working with a man in an attic, and I was singing and rejoicing and I was happy in my soul and blessed, and he just told me, he says, quit that. Quit singing that. Well, I said, "I'm happy. I want to do that." Well, he said he just kind of got on his nerves some way. He just didn't like that too good. Well, I tried to be agreeable with him and all, but you know, we could just put punishment upon people by the joy of our lives. You could just show the joy of our life. You know, when people are cold and formal and dead, you know, that's a bad state to get in. Oh, we want to be full of joy. I think about a scripture over here. Let's see if I can find that in the book of Acts. I appreciate God's blessings upon our lives, dear ones. The Lord is so good to us. I appreciate how wonderful He's helped us along life's journey and how He's been with us and how He's helped us out. There's times when our hearts have been so heavy. Oh, it says over here in Acts 13. I wish I could read the whole chapter. But it tells how Paul preached the gospel to these people over at Antioch in Pisidia. And how he brought out how Christ was raised from the dead. And through Him the forgiveness of sins is preached. And by Him all that believe shall be justified from all things. Acts 13:39. Then He gave them a warning there. Behold, ye despisers, and wonder perish. For I work a work in your days, a work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. Now when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas. You know, it seems like to me people need to realize the privilege and the blessing that these Gentiles here, they've been kind of barred out from the things of God. They've been kind of cut off from it. Now, here comes the gospel to them. Here comes the story of Jesus and said, you can be justified. You can have the blessings of God just like the Jews have had it, even more. And all they were filled with a farm down there in Guthrie, and he'd go out there and have service and he would give his message one day the Lord blessed, and here come the hired hand and the man that was running the place had been out in the field, and the woman said, oh, could you preach that message again? My husband and the hired hand are coming.
Yeah.
Well, he says, I don't know if I can just preach it like that again, but we can have another service. And you know, the Lord just blessed, and He said that next time, He blessed it more than ever. Oh, dear one, it's wonderful, isn't it, to be in the service of God. It's sweet, it's precious. Oh, the Lord's blessings makes up for all the things we have to suffer, all the things we have to go through with. I praise God today for full salvation and victory in our souls. Now, I said, Paul and Barnabas waxed bold. The Jews, they saw the multitudes and were filled with envy and spake against those sayings which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Isn't that pitiful? People don't know what they're doing. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first be spoken to you. But seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy. Listen to the language of this text. Judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life. Lo, we turn to the Gentiles. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I set thee to a light to the Gentiles. You should be for the salvation to the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad, praise the Lord. Oh, I'm glad. You mean we can be saved? You mean we can be happy? We can have God's blessings? Yes, He said, these Jews, they don't want it. We're turning it to you. Here, you can just have it. Oh, dear ones, they were happy. They were glad. They were glad to know. And it said they glorified the word of the Lord. They just rejoiced in that. I'll tell you, I love to hear people do that today and see it by their lives, that they just love the Lord and glad for the truth. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed, and the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. But oh, looky here, what happened? The Jews stirred up. Oh, it's the devil wanting to stir up some trouble. And the honorable women and chief men that raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas expelled them out of their coast. They shook the dust off of their feet against them and came to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. Praise God, dear ones. I'll tell you, I have found that every time you go through a hard place, every time you have a trial, if you'll be faithful, God will reward you with great joy. He'll do it every time. Oh, it's wonderful to be true and faithful. Well, praise the Lord. Thank God for salvation. Over in Romans, the 5th chapter, oh, may the Lord encourage you. I just want to help you to have a little more joy. Praise God. I believe Paul said in 2 Corinthians, let me just grab that one right quick here. 2 Corinthians 1 and let's see, 1 and 24. He said, not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy. For by faith you stand. You know, I don't have a dominion over any man's faith. I don't boss anybody around as far as their faith and their righteousness. I preach the word. I try to help their joy. Help them to have a little more enjoyment and blessings in this thing. Counseling, teaching, and encouraging, and exhorting and all. But dear ones, it's the faith that your own faith is what's going to help you stand. Your own confidence is what's going to cause you to stand. Let's see, Romans 5, and it says here in the 11th verse, and not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Praise the Lord. We joy in God. Right, we're just happy in this thing. We're just blessed in this thing. Our hearts are so happy. Why, we're just happy all the time. Praise the Lord. We're glad for the grace of God that has brought salvation to us and has taught us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope. Oh, dear ones, we've got something to look forward to, don't we? We're living this life. We have joy in our souls. Romans 15, I believe, he's telling them here, oh, I appreciate the Word of God. I don't know what's our time limit here. Praise God. Well, amen. Well, Lord, help us. And over here in Romans 15, speaks about the comfort of the Scriptures, how we can have hope in the God of patience and consolation. Verse 5, grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Jesus Christ, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us, to the glory of God. You know, Sister Brenda brought out the thought that night. She said, you know, across the land, the saints of God, she said that some people are a little bit inclined to be a little bit overly strict. And then some seem like they're a little bit inclined to be maybe a little looser than that. But she said, you know, the Lord helped her to see that we all need to bear with one another. We need to receive one another. Now, the Lord wants us to do that. I find myself, when I get in judgment on anybody and I get to condemning it, I'm guilty. I've been guilty of it. I've been guilty. When I get that on my mind, it just seems like it withers the joy. The joy just begins to cut down just like that. When I get my mind on my brother and lining him out and thinking how bad he is and how far off he is and how he needs to get straightened out, and I get my mind on that, the joy just starts withering down. I've noticed that lots of times. Brother Murphy Allen told about years ago, when they got a doctrine going among the saints, the woodwork of anti-cleansing doctrine, and he said they were talking it, and he said before then, he said he remembered how the Lord dealt with him and how the Lord blessed him, and how he said that as he went along, he said it just seemed like he could see an anointing bottle up above him. And when he got low in courage, when we got downhearted and heavy, he said the Lord just tipped that bottle up and poured courage down in his soul. And he said he just felt like he could go 40 days on that. And so he said a long time the Lord would just bless him like that. But he said he got his mind on this doctrine. He got his mind on this false doctrine. He got to thinking about it. And it got on his mind, and he got to kind of sympathizing a little bit with it. And you know, he said one of the things that woke him up was the fact that anointing bottle wasn't tipping up no more. He saw his joy was withering away. He said, Lord, I'll preach the truth just like I've always preached it. Just like you showed it to me. And he said, that old bottle just tipped up, and here come the courage. Oh, dear one, let's not forget the joy. You can have joy in your souls no matter what's going on. Yeah. No matter what people say about you. You can have joy in your soul. Praise the Lord. I want another text over here. Let's see, I didn't get this one in Romans 13. It says, goes on down there and said Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision, verse 8, for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for His mercy. As it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing praise to thy name. Oh, that's Psalms 18. That's David's psalm of victory, isn't it? The victory over the old enemy and the victory over King Saul and all of his enemies. And he was rejoicing and praising God. And he said, I will confess to thee among the Gentiles. I'll sing unto your name. You know, dear ones, I heard about a man walking up the street one time. And he was so heavy-hearted. And he was so burdened. And there was a little woman over there that was hanging up clothes on the clothesline. And she was singing that song, I must tell Jesus all of my sorrows. I will not bear these burdens alone. If I will tell him he will deliver, make of my troubles quickly an end. And that man heard that song, and that was a difference of victory for victory to him. Amen. It helped that man. Oh, if we could just sing more. If we could just be more happy in our souls. If we could just have more joy in our services. You know, dear ones, God help us. I'm not saying these things to find fault. But I just want you to know that there's joy there. That's more joy than you've ever had before, if you just look to the Lord for it. May God help us. And he says, and again he says, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. Deuteronomy 32. Oh, may God help us. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles. Laud him, all ye people. And again, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. You know, the Lord can fill us and as we believe His Word. That's why I believe it's very important for us to really study and to get the Word of God in our hearts. Get it written down in our souls. And then in a time of need, in a time of stress, the Lord can take from that depository of the Word of God in your life and put His finger right on what you need. Oh, you talk about joy and rejoicing, you go on your way. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I thought about the other day, I come up to Seattle to be with the dear ones up there for a few days. That old jet I rode on, well, I guess it wasn't so old. But I tell you, I was wore out. I tell you, when I got there, I was so wore out, I couldn't hardly go. After being about 4.5 hours in the air, and finally getting there and everything, it just seemed like I was wore to a frazzle. I was just played from out. Brother Charles Taylor came and picked me up there and took me to their house. And we were visiting a little bit. And I said, Brother Charles, could I lay down? I'm so tired. I'm so weary. And so he showed me where I could lay down. And I tell you, I laid stretched out my tired, weary body. And my mind, and it was so good. I just lay there. Finally, I went to sleep and woke up, and then I went back to sleep again. And then when I finally got rested and I woke up, who should I meet but my Jesus? Oh, dear ones, He visited my soul with such blessings of His Word and His Spirit and His joy. I just laid there and I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I knew the Lord was with me. I knew the Lord was going to help me. My heart was filled with joy. I appreciate the goodness of God. There's a scripture over here in Habakkuk that is real precious to our hearts today. Oh, may the Lord encourage you. Just look to the Lord to help and fill your hearts with joy. Habakkuk 3:17. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines. Labor of the olive shall fail, fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. You can do that. Praise the Lord. Oh, you may say, yes, but look at all the confusion. Look at all the strife. Look at all this. Why do you want to look at it? Why do you want to think about it for? We know it's there. What do you want to look at? Well, look what they said. Look how they feel. What do you want to look at that for? You're supposed to look to Jesus.
Yeah.
You're supposed to look up to Him.
Amen.
It doesn't matter the flocks. It doesn't matter. I come to the place, praise the Lord, I thank God for the victory. I come to the place, it doesn't matter what others do. I still can rejoice in the Lord.
Amen.
Because I'm living for Him.
Amen.
The Lord knows I'm living for Him. He's the chief shepherd. He's the boss. He's the leader. He's the foundation. He's the head of the church. Praise the Lord. I'll have to answer to Him. I won't have to answer to my brother. No. Your brother's not God.
Yeah.
Because we love one another. We want to please one another. We want everybody to feel good about us. But I tell you, dear ones, you got to get the joy of the Lord knowing what He says about you.
That's it.
Praise the Lord. He weighs your heart. Now, your brother can't do that all the time. He sees what's on the outside. He sees maybe what sound like you said. He sees what something happened. You know, that's what he sees. And too many times we all make, you know, too many decisions on that. It's all right. Go ahead and do it. But praise God, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation.
Oh, yeah.
Praise the Lord. Because I know that He's looking down.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful?
Wonderful?
I appreciate the joy of God. It's wonderful that we can have the joy of the Lord in Acts. It's wonderful, isn't it? Well, thank God. There's joy in the service of the Master. There's joy in the Lord. So Acts, the second chapter here, it speaks, he's quoting from the scripture in Psalm 16. And it says, he speaks about a 25th verse for David, speaketh concerning him. I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for He is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also, my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. You know, this was Jesus. Hebrews 12 and 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finish of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He had a joy in his heart, didn't he? Thou shalt best made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. God wants us to share. Jesus had a joy as they was putting him on that cross. As he was nailing him there, there was a joy in his heart. Yes, there was. He was knowing us a little while, it'll soon be over. The burden was heavy and it was dark and all. The sky turned dark. And as he was going, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Yet there was a joy in his heart. That's why he was able to do it. If there wasn't any joy there or something to look forward to, it would have been impossible for him. It's impossible for us unless we have the joy. That joy is your strength, dear ones. It can go through the burdens of life. You can face the hard places, the difficult places. And it says here, thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. I think Psalm 16 and 16 says something like this: thou wilt show me the path of life.
Yes.
In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Oh, dear ones, do we have the joy of God in our souls today? You can have it as you believe, as you think about the goodness of God, as you continue to yield to Him and submit to Him and serve Him, the joy will be increased. I think of 1 Peter. Oh, dear ones, today I'm so happy I don't know what hardly to do. Praise God for His wonderful joy. 1 Peter, the first chapter. It says here, it speaks about how ye greatly rejoice. This inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away. You know, that's one of the rich things to me when I think about my inheritance in Christ and how that the Lord is helping me and blessing me from day to day. And someday I will be with all the saints in glory.
Amen.
Oh, that's going to be wonderful. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And it says here, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season. If need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Yes, these things do come, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise. What's he talking about? The trial of your faith, the difficulty, the pressure, the burden, the sorrow, the weight that's upon you. You keep on serving God. You keep on living for Him. You keep on going forward. It'll be found unto praise, honor, and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see Him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? We can have that joy as we realize the goodness and the blessings of the Lord. That joy that Christ had. John the 16th chapter, the disciples here were their last meeting with the Lord before He was crucified. And He told them, He said, a little while, 16th verse, and ye shall not see Me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see Me, because I go to the Father. And then they asked Him, they just kind of reasoned among themselves, what's He talking about? And He knew they were anxious and desirous to hear what He had to say about it. And then He brought out in verse 20, verily I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. Isn't that true? Sometimes we as a people of God, in following the Lord, we do have the dark times. We do have the hard times. We weep. We, as at the first sight of things, things look pretty dim, pretty dark. But oh, it says, ye shall be sorrowful, the world shall rejoice, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. Oh, dear ones, it's wonderful, isn't it? That we serve God, and we live for Him, and we trust in Him, and we obey Him. It brings us into hard places. You never know what your brother's going through with. But oh, if you'll be faithful and true, the Lord's going to bring you out. It says your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. I'm sure all you mothers know what that means. You know what that scripture means, don't you? I thought about this Sister Pam who mentioned a while ago. A year ago in February, her first child was born. And the day, the time came. The sorrow, the trouble, the need, the call came. We were getting ready to have a little dinner for my aunt. My wife had fixed her a little Chinese food dinner. She really was looking forward. She came over and but the call came. Pam's in trouble. She's been in labor all day and part of the night. She's in need. The midwife don't know what to do. Oh, I remember I fell on my knees. The other saints were praying too. We wept and we prayed. All I could think about was sweet little Pam. This precious little girl that had been in our school. Never hardly ever saw her face at all. Just as steady and just as sweet as a young person can be. And all I could think, and I stayed on my knees. I don't know how long it was. We stayed right there. I could hear them. I could hear the others. They had prayer and they sat down to eat their dinner. And Aunt Evelyn thanked the Lord for the food. She must have been real hungry. Bless her heart. She was a precious soul. She's going on to be with the Lord now. And you know, they thanked the Lord and they went to eating, but I couldn't get up off my knees. I kept down on my knees praying and weeping. Lord, please help Pam. Please come to her rescue. Please give her deliverance. I just wept and I pled and I begged. In a little while, I don't know, can't remember how long it was. telephone rang. My daughter Jeannie went to the phone, and after a while I heard, "Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord." Oh, dear ones, I tell you, they talk about joy and rejoicing. It was so precious how the Lord just undertook in a wonderful way. It was just wonderful. Oh, I appreciate the goodness of God. A week ago, Sunday morning, another one of our dear young sisters, Sister Leah Husky used to be, it's Bob Wilson's wife now, and she had gone into her time there early that morning, and they had called, Brother James had called, and so I said, "Well, we're going to really be praying and looking to the Lord." We got to Sunday school, and the call had come in, "She's in trouble. She's in trouble." And so we got out, and I said, "Let's all pray. Let's look to God." And so we did, and then we went ahead to Sunday school. After a while, the call came again. "She's in trouble. She's needing help. She's needing prayer." So we all prayed again, and we just earnestly prayed and wept before God. "Lord, undertake. You know, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy," the Scripture says. And so we just prayed and looked to the Lord. And I was about halfway through my message when the telephone rang again. And the brother went to the phone, and he came back with a little message, and he brought it up to me, and it said on there, "Leah has a little girl and everyone is fine." Praise God. I said, "Praise the Lord." Oh, I was so happy. And we had some young people there that morning. They're coming in from the Job Corps, and they just love our services. A bunch of them, they just love our services. A bunch of young people from out in the world, and they came, and when they heard that, they all went to clap. I thought that was kind of strange to applaud, but well, praise the Lord. I said, that's what we need to do. When the Lord blesses, clap our hands. Dear ones, it's wonderful. I know, Babby, you say, "Well, Brother Leslie, you know, there's another side to all that." Well, that's true. Praise God. But bless your hearts if you keep the joy of the Lord in your soul, He'll take you through that other side.
Brother
praise
Leslie,
God. Yeah.
There's a man come among the saints one time, and he didn't know what to say.
"Hurrah
for Jesus."
"Hurrah for Jesus," yes. People get a little bit mixed up on it. I don't know how to say it. I've sometimes come out with a praise myself, and it just didn't come out like it seemed like my words got a little bit off the backwards or something there. And I said, "Well, my, that didn't sound too good." But Lord, you knew my heart anyway. So, dear ones, let's just enjoy it. Listen to this. A woman, when she has the travail, the sorrow, the trouble, the burden, the need, that's some of the price of joy. That's right. The burden, the trial, the battle, it'll be turned into joy. And it says, "And she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born." I've been carrying little Pam on my heart for weeks now, asking God to bless her. And I tell you, when I heard the news this morning, the Lord had given her a little boy, I tell you, I was so happy. Dear ones, that's the way it is in the kingdom of God. When we carry the burdens, when we press and we strive and we go and we give and we yield and we submit ourselves, and then God begins to reward us with blessings. Listen to this. It says, "Now," he says, "therefore you have sorrow, but I'll see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you." Oh, dear ones, sometimes people come around and they'll go to talking and they'll say this and they'll say that. And I just say, sometimes I've said it audibly, I said, "You can't take my joy this morning." Praise God. I'm happy in the Lord. The Lord's a blessing. And I'm going to trust God. I'm going to know the Lord's going to help, but you're not going to take my joy this morning. Praise God for salvation. He goes on down and he says, "In that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he shall give it to you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." Oh, dear ones, may God help us today. Jesus had joy. Children of God, we have a great joy in our souls. Oh, may the Lord encourage you. Live for the Lord. When you go back home, be sure and take the joy with you. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. In the hard trials, when you're out facing the world, put on a joyful countenance. Smile. Be glad. Be happy. Be pleasant. Be cheerful. Be encouraging. People don't need your burdens. No, they don't need them. They got enough trouble of their own. Why don't we just spread a little joy around? Praise God. Why don't we see somebody needing help? I saw a poor young girl in the post office one time. I don't know what was wrong with her. She was weeping and weeping. And I went over to her. I says, "Is there anything I could do?" She looked at me through the tears. She says, "No, there's nothing you can do." I said, "I'm so sorry. I wish I could help you." "Well," I said, "there's nothing. It's okay. But I don't know. Maybe your boyfriend might have bawled her out or something. I don't know. But I just wanted to comfort her. I just wanted to help her so bad." Well, may the Lord help us. If we will strive to please God and show the happy side of this thing, maybe it'll help somebody. I know it'll help us. Praise the Lord. Pray for me. I want to live for Jesus. Amen.
Sing number 61.